This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and in particular, sonsoflibertymedia.com right now, just posted. Muslim migration and rape statistics in Europe is skyrocketing. Sweden has one of Europe's highest rates of sexual assaults. I wonder why. At 120.79 violent sexual assaults per 100,000 people and 56 rapes per 100,000, the otherwise bleak socialist country ranks as having the second highest rate of sexual violence in Europe. Isn't it interesting when you think of socialist countries, totalitarian countries, folks, obedience by force, by government force? Isn't it interesting, friends, that they think that, well, if we bring in more crime, saith the bad guys, right, we can create more control through governments by allowing bad things to happen to the people that we're supposed to actually protect. And it's exactly what they do. So what they do is they legalize something that should be illegal, like in this particular case, like Muslims infiltrating and plundering their country at will through Cloward-Piven measures. And isn't it interesting to note as well, friends, that the more things go downhill, the worse things that get that they get and the worse they get in those particular countries, the people cry out to the government for more help. And the government's sitting there as they were the ones perpetuating the crime in the first place, saying, you know what, we want to come behind this because we were the ones that created this, though they don't know that. But once they begin to cry out to us, we'll bring in more control. That's how this works, friends. See, either you want to obey God, or you're going to obey tyrants. That's just how it is. Either the word of God or the bayonet. But going back, what makes Sweden so exceptionally dangerous for women? Its militant feminism is embedded in its political culture and its educational system, as they call it. Sweden has boasted of a feminist foreign policy. As a matter of fact, 61% of Swedes in one survey identified as feminists and hold the strongest view on gender equality of any Europeans. Notice what Muslim infiltration is on the heels of. Again, I did not write this article. I'm highlighting this article. Gender equality on the heels of feminists and homosexuals. What is on the heels, friends? Muslim infiltration. Muslim crime. See? Hand in glove. See how that works? You advocate what God condemns. You open the door for the enemy to walk through. And guess what they're doing? Just what I just said. Swedes are the most likely to believe that it's okay for men to cry. Only 11% believe that women should take care of the home. And only 10% believe that it's a man's job to support his family. I don't care what people believe. I care what the Word of God says that we should do out of love for Him who sent His Son to die on the cross for us. And that's why I obey. A local branch of the left party in Sweden even demanded that men urinate while sitting down. Folks, you can't make this up. This is how far corruption will go if you let them do so. And then there are the Czechs. Just 13% identify as feminists. 77% think that a woman's place is in the home. Yet the sexual assault rate is 7.79 per 100,000, a tiny fraction of feminist Sweden. Now, if the real issues were feminism and toxic masculinity, if sufficient educational indoctrination about the evils of masculinity is needed to teach men not to rape, women should be safest in that of Sweden. So what went wrong? Instead of traveling from Stockholm to Prague, if you take a closer look on a trip over the neighboring Finland, Finland has a third of Sweden's rape rates as a quarter of its sexual assault rates. Its numbers are still far, far higher than most of Europe, but nowhere near those of Sweden. What could possibly explain the difference? Finland is also fairly feminist, but the Muslim proportion of its population is only a third of Sweden. Finland has a third of Sweden's Muslim population proportion and a third of its rape rate. Sweden has the second highest non-indigenous Muslim immigration population rate in Europe and the second highest sexual rate, assault rate in Europe. It would be foolish to pretend that this is a coincidence. Friends, let me just say it this way. No matter how you want to come out statistically concerning what's taking place in Finland and that of UK or Ireland or Stockholm or Prague or wherever else you may want to statistically pull something out of the bag, it all comes down to disobedience to the Word of God. Now let me show you something. Take Ireland and the United Kingdom. The UK tops even Sweden and Europe's sexual assault and rape statistics. At 130.96 per 100,000 for sexual assaults and 50.68 per 100,000 for rapes, the United Kingdom is the most dangerous place for women in Europe. One analysis claims that 1 in 5 women will be sexually assaulted and that 3.1% of women were assaulted in just 1 year, and that was last year. But then why do the numbers for nearby Ireland look so strikingly different? Like Finland, Ireland's numbers are high, but nowhere near as high as those in the United Kingdom. Why? Because of the population of those that are bringing the culture in with them. Those that are playing the victim when in fact they're perpetuating the crime on a daily basis. Those that feed on the doctrines of devils. 1 Timothy 4:1. Read it when you get a moment. London, with its great diversity, has the highest rape rate within the United Kingdom. Finland was once part of Sweden. Ireland was once part of the United Kingdom. Unlike comparing distant countries where differences can be accounted for by a great variety of factors, Finland and Ireland serve as a kind of control group measuring the impact of immigration on Europe. And in Belgium, which hosts the capitals of the European Union and of Islamic terrorism, is in third place at 65.92 sexual assault and 25.50% of rape. Per 100,000, women are unsafe in the capital of the UE, or the EU, forgive me, the European Union. Are you starting to track as to what I'm trying to highlight here, friends? What's coming in with the Muslim influx? These poor victims that can't help themselves, they enter into countries and they begin to rape, they begin to kill, they begin to upend the particular countries that they're entering into to make way for what? Sharia law? Yep, that's exactly what's happening. I'm going to show you a correlation after this.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Varr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community, and I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Over the last couple days, as a matter of fact, yesterday I was talking about the fact that in this country today, what you're seeing is an exhibition of an impotent government. Hey, folks, soft judges produce hardened criminals. Well, what are you talking about, Bradley? The same thing I was just talking about a couple minutes ago. When you look over into Europe and the European Union, what are you seeing? You're seeing crime rates skyrocket. Why? Because they're opening the doors to the Muslims. This is a part of a plan to tear down and build up, friends, on a global scale. Now, you heard me, I'm sure, for those that listen to me all the time, talk about Sweden, Belgium, the UK. You've heard me talk about France and Germany. All these countries that are being plundered by the Muslims coming into their countries. What's happening? Crime rates statistically are skyrocketing. Is this happening by chance? Nope. It's happening by a purposed agenda by corrupt politicians on a global scale. Well, what are you talking about, Bradley? The more crime they create through inaction, through a lack of the enforcement of the law against the crime, the people begin to cry out to the government to bring in more control concerning the issues that the very government is responsible for creating in the first place. Okay? And it's the same thing happening on a global scale right now. We're talking about what's going on in Europe right now. We're talking about even what's going on in Finland, friends. And again, Sweden. We're talking about the Czechs. We're talking about Stockholm and Prague. Folks, you do understand that this is happening in America as well. And you're seeing this you're being conditioned to believe that these bad things are only happening statistically over in third world countries. Well, I'm here to tell you that that is not the truth whatsoever. It's happening in your country as well. The media is just doing their best to divert your attention away from what is really happening. Now, I could bring some things to the light concerning the very topic in which I'm talking about. Same trunk, a different branch of the same tree. last week. I highlighted that there was 25 minutes of consecutive 25 minutes, friends, of an influx of illegals coming into the United States of America through the southern border. Yesterday, we reported more video being released. And then we talked about, friends, how there are even heavily armed coming into the United States of America from the southern border. Okay? And I've highlighted this 15 different times, 15 different ways. Your representatives are the ones that are alluring them into this country in the first place. And guess what? The worse things get, the more the American people will cry out to the very government that's guilty of the crimes that you're complaining about. Because they want you to cry out to them and ask for more control. And guess what, friends? You're falling right into their hands concerning their end aim. And their end aim is they want more control. Okay? Now, for those that need a little bit of a history lesson, I want to give one to you. Now, I've also highlighted this out, and I'm going to engraft this into the same tree in which we're talking about, the Muslims. And I've highlighted how Muslims are being used today. As a matter of fact, I just met with a guy at a restaurant, him and his friend from a communist country, who is now a Christian missionary in the United States of America. Funny how that works, isn't it? But I was sitting there talking with them, and they were talking about all the Muslim problems that they're seeing in the United States of America. I said, you do understand history, don't you, my friend? I said, you do know that Adolf Hitler used the Muslims to do his bidding for him. You do know that. And then he took off from there. He knew exactly what the deal was. And see, people in this country don't see the correlation between the Bushes and that of Hitler's war. And if you go back again to Prescott Bush, you go online, friends, and find out. Correct me. Set me straight if I'm in error. But you can go online and see that Prescott Bush was indicted in 1942. George Bush Sr.'s dad and George W. Bush Jr., his grandpa, was financing Hitler's war. Illegally. Now, I also want you to think about this. 405,399, my uncles were there, two of them were there. 405,399 men and women fought, bled, and died fighting against the Hitlers. Well, in fact, Prescott Bush was illegally financing Hitler's war. And then two of his sons became the president of the United States of America. And also keep in mind that it was George Bush Sr. that called forth a New World Order over 202 times. What was he talking about? Well, he wasn't going to say we want a Third Reich. Folks, a New World Order is the same thing that Adolf Hitler was attempting to establish. By the way, nobody can deny any of this anymore. And then look what happened under George W. Bush, September 11th. And then look at all the agencies that were created to war against the American people by giving way to those that you were told by the same media for 17 years that were there attempting to conquer your country. If, again, you pay attention to what they do rather than what they say, you can put two and two together. Matter of fact, George Bush Sr. said on September 11th, 1990, out of these troubled times that they create, a new world order can emerge, a new era, free from the threat of terror that they create. Today, the new world is struggling to be born, a world quite different from the one that we have known. He said, if we are successful, and we will be, folks, what's happening in your country? History is being repeated. Under different names. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. You're seeing this on a global scale. As a matter of fact, if you look at ISIS, you will see that it is the modern version of Hitler's SS back in the 30s. They're using, folks, these entities, these monsters, folks, to war against countries until they submit to the control of a new government to establish a new world order. Now, I didn't say this. But I do want to tell you what, again, Secretary Robin Cook said of Intern Services Intelligence. He said the truth is there is no Islamic army or terrorist group called Al-Qaeda. This is what he said. By the way, he lost his life mysteriously after sharing this information with the people worldwide. He goes on, and any informed, intelligent officer knows this, but there's a propaganda campaign to make the public believe in the presence of an identified entity representing the devil only in order to drive TV watchers to accept a unified international leadership for a war against terrorism. He went on and said, the country behind this is the United States of America. I mean, we've seen Barack Hussein Obama over in Europe, in Berlin, friends, calling for a new world order. For those that don't know, Donald Trump is for the new world order. I highlighted just over the last week, friends, how the Pope is calling for a new world order. I shared with you how the Chinese are calling for a new world order, and so are the Russians. Friends, the Russians and the Chinese have been put up to be your enemies, which in fact they are, and what it is that they fall for, because they don't stand for anything but totalitarianism, a government by force. Folks, how are we at odds with these people? We're finding out that our said representatives are signing billion-dollar contracts with the Chinese. We've seen the Clintons making alliance with none other than the Russians by selling uranium ore. Friends, we're not at war with them. Folks, they're in alliance with them. And interestingly enough, they're all calling for a new world order. And what's happening in your country, friends, should, well, I don't know what else to say to you, but give you the straight facts concerning what is happening today. Because this is perfect judgment. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. If you would like to challenge me on that, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Has anybody taken the time to parallel Homeland Security with Fatherland Security? I shared with you some time ago, friends. My little boy watched Schindler's List. I believe he was 8 years old at that time. And he said, Dad, it's interesting. He goes, because when I'm watching Schindler's List, he goes, this is what it's like when we go through the airports now through the TSA. I said, that's exactly right. Now, all the while knowing that the scanners that are in the airports, by the way, they don't have to be there. They're there by choice of the owners of the airports. But it's interesting to note that George Soros is the one that's responsible for having those scanners in the airport and his money. And if you go all the way back to George Soros, well, we all know who he is, right? Folks, it keeps going back to the same source. And if it keeps going back to the same source, we're going to have to come to terms with what their end aim is. Because we've seen it in Germany. We've seen it in Russia. We've seen it in China. And though we may not have been born, we still study history to know what history teaches us. And our history teaches us, here's all the flags. Here are all the warning signs. And we need to take heed to them. Oh, my goodness, friends. I'm on a roll here. I'm going to come back, and I'm going to show you how Adolf Hitler was aligned with the Muslim Brotherhood. They were using the Muslims to tear down and dismantle within Germany so they could what? Bring it about so people within Germany could no longer resist. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
All you could see was water and wind, and it was very loud winds. You can't really figure out what's going on out there. And later I saw the rescue squad.
Florence, now a tropical storm, and at least five people have been killed, including a mother and her baby, when a massive tree blew over in the whipping wind and crushed their house in Wilmington, North Carolina.
They had some old trees behind the house back there. It was only a matter of time for one of them to give, but you can't really predict any of that part.
Adam Sparks lives on the street.
I noticed that they were battening down and stocking up for the storm ahead, just like most of us were. Something like that happened to a neighbor.
In the town of New Bern, North Carolina, many had to be rescued from rising floodwater, the result of storm surge.
We didn't think it would get that bad. I mean, the water's coming from the yard before, but not up into the house.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. But a lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. So I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing different is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Sons of Liberty, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Also jump over on Facebook, Bradley Dean double E. Bradley Dean double E on Facebook. Twitter, Bradley Dean 1 for what it's worth. Folks, you heard this week about Twitter, right? No longer is illegal alien or criminal aliens permissible according to the world of Twitter. They said it's equated to hate speech. See how they're redefining speech, friends? Read Isaiah 5:20 when you get a moment. These are the people that put darkness for light and light for darkness. It's my understanding that Jack Dorsey over there is an advocate for pedophilia, allegedly. And the filth that comes up on that site is pretty crazy, let me tell you. See, what they want to do is they want to turn lawful speech on its head. And they want to create law to work against law, just so you know. But again, if you'd like to go back over to Bradley Dean 1 on Twitter, double E, please do, for what it's worth. I'm about a half a step away from shutting them down. I really am. I'm sick and tired of them. And the way that we send the message is we shut them down. We say, okay, that's fine if you want to keep going down that road. See, because we already see the impotent government do nothing about what's going on here. Matter of fact, people are asking me, Bradley, where's the president in all the censorship? Right where he's supposed to be. He's MIA. He's not addressing the issue. He's not bringing in his DOJ to shut down Facebook and Twitter. No! Folks, I mean, you got to put two and two together. Pay attention to what he isn't doing rather than what he is doing through diversion. I mean, that's what this comes down to. And how people are just sitting back ignorantly looking to this administration like he's the answer man blows my mind. It really does. He's not doing his job, so therefore, America, you need to do yours. People are beginning to wake across the boards. This guy isn't, he's not draining the swamp. He's not building the wall. He's not doing what he said he was going to. Exactly. Exactly. This is what I'm trying to tell people. He's been groomed in a favorable light for the American people to sit back and say, you know what, Donald Trump is going to take care of everything for us. Well, he takes care of nothing. That aside, it is interesting. I was bringing about the correlation between even Barack Hussein Obama and the Muslim Brotherhood and that of Adolf Hitler, and going back through the Bushes and understanding where this all comes from. But if you all remember right, Barack Hussein Obama stacked his administration with over 225 sodomites, lesbians, and or transgenders, for those that did not know. That's nothing new. If you look to the book called Pink Swastika, it's a book called The Pink Swastika. Adolf Hitler did the same thing. The SS. Do a little homework, okay? And on the heels of the homosexuals in America, what happened? Well, they began to stack through the Homeland Security, which we found out was actually importing illegals into the United States through the buses that your tax dollars went to pay for, to keep them out. They were actually bringing them into the United States. We've seen that, remember? But it's interesting, friends, that Barack Hussein Obama began to stack federal government positions and the Homeland Security with what? Those that were affiliated to Hamas and the Muslim Brotherhood. Just like I warned a long time ago. And by the way, we're playing Holy Ghost dot to dot here. Okay? I don't. When you study out what I'm telling you right now, you're going to find out exactly what I'm telling you is spot on. And again, if you'd like to cover me or correct me or to set me straight, or you want to add to this conversation an agreement, you can do that. That's 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. By the way, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Read Deuteronomy 28, verse 36, verse 43, verse 47, verse 49, verse 52, and verse 58. So let's bring the link here. Most people did not know that Adolf Hitler was aligned with the Muslim Brotherhood. Why all the cover by the federal agents in the United States of America concerning the Muslims in the United States? I mean, I could go back to the Super EID meeting, the event, as they called it, over the last couple weeks, friends, when nobody knew about it until 10 hours before. And the only reason the media let loose is because they were now exposed for their covert stealth actions, trying to make sure that nobody knew that they were having an EID, super EID, okay? Muslim meeting or events here in the United States of America. And, of course, they embellished it to 50,000. There's about 3,500 people that showed up. But the problem is nobody knew anything, not even the police. With that said, Adolf Hitler was aligned with the Muslim Brotherhood, which was founded in Egypt in 1928 by Hassan al-Abana, a 22-year-old Muslim who admired Adolf Hitler's hatred of the Jews and persistently wrote to Hitler to express his admiration for Hitler and his desire for collaboration with the Hitler's Nazi party. When Hitler rose to power, his Nazis supported al-Abana, a school teacher, to grow the Muslim Brotherhood into its ally in the Middle East. And by 1938, the membership of Muslim Brotherhood topped 200,000. During World War II, members of the Muslim Brotherhood spied for Hitler's Nazis in the Middle East and fought for Hitler as Nazi troops in two specifically formed Muslim Waffen-SS Heeresgar divisions. Heeresgar is, friends, German for scimitar, the curved saber used by the Muslim troops of the Ottoman Empire. And by the way, sort of the Shriners. For those that did not know, you ever go to the circus and you see the Shriners? You notice their hats? You notice that their hats are red? Did you notice the scimitar on there? Did you know that they take an oath on the Quran, friends? Did you know this? Did you know that the blood red hat is symbolic of the hat being dipped in blood? Isn't it interesting they always take pictures with children? Isn't that bizarre? That's another topic. But today America has allowed the Muslim Brotherhood advocates to be in a position of power similar to that of Adolf Hitler when he used the Muslims, which the Bush regime, as I highlighted earlier, Prescott Bush, father and grandfather to two U.S. presidents, was indicted in 1942 for funding Hitler's regime. Also, we're apart, Adolf Hitler was attempting to establish a new world order through Nazi Germany, which was known as the Third Reich. You know what Adolf Hitler said? What good fortune for those in power that people do not think. Did you hear that? Live radio. Thinking of how the people looked at Adolf Hitler during that particular time, and it was very similar to that which is taking place in this country today. With helping faith. Craziness. You really can't make this up. As a matter of fact, I'm pulling it up right now. Again, line upon line, precept upon precept. I've covered this where Albert Pike, 33rd degree Mason, said, "Whenever the people need a hero, we shall supply him." That's exactly where we're at today. Adolf Hitler was looked at in such a fashion that will put a chill up your spine. And all dictators do this, by the way. They put themselves up as heroic. Adolf Hitler was portrayed to the people of Germany during his rise to power. Less than 3% of the population supported his criminal regime. And it was said by Lois Solmitz, a Hamburg school teacher in 1932. Read Daniel 8:25 when you get a moment. Because they destroy through peace, through policy, not law, for the record. That's found in the book of Daniel. But Adolf Hitler was portrayed to the people of Germany as this. How many look up to him with touching faith as their helper, their savior, their deliverer from unbearable stress. Well, what they didn't realize is he wasn't the one that was helping them. He was the one creating the problem. He wasn't their savior. He was the one that was destroying. And to suggest that Adolf Hitler was their deliverer from unbearable stress, he was the one that was creating the unbearable stress. See how that works? Read 2 Corinthians 11:14 when you get a moment. So I wanted to bring about the correlation between the Muslims, the homosexuals. By the way, the homosexuals now during gay pride parades are carrying signs with other Muslims and talking about how they're the oppressed class together. And I warned you 15 years ago, America, no matter how you want to look at it, regardless, doesn't matter. I warned you long ago that this is coming down the road. And the gates are wide open now. And we also know statistically through the State Department that Muslim infiltration into the United States has doubled under Donald Trump. Go ahead and look for yourself. Don't shoot the messenger, friends. Go look for yourself, and when you find it there, you're going to begin to open your eyes in a way that you haven't opened them in the past. You need to open them today. Okay? Things are not getting better. They are getting worse. And let me bring in as well, friends, while this is taking place, while we have an influx of Muslims coming into the United States of America to conquer, say they, right? Also keep in mind, your representatives not only are alluring them into the United States of America, but keep in mind, friends, that they are also the ones that are trying to disarm you right now. At the same time. Remember what I told you, how Adolf Hitler used them to bring about a point of no return, to a point where you could no longer resist. So your said corrupt governments, said representatives, friends, are hard at work destroying your country while you think everything is okay. The fact of the matter is I'm here to tell you just the exact opposite, because I'm making reference to the judge's word, and the judge just happens to be my daddy. We call him Abba Father. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Paul Cornelius with Days of Noah Ministries on the cutting edge of creation ministries today. And I'm happy to say to you that I enjoy Bradley Dean, who's right on with everything, including the truth that we're needing desperately in America today. I listen to Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty all the time, and I think you should too.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. You know, it's interesting, friends. If I had more time today, I could read some of the letters that I received in the mail this week from things that I've talked about on the radio. One, straining at the gnat, swallowing the camel, trying to justify his abominable lifestyle, and then accusing me of being a Donald Trump supporter. Listen, I'm a supporter of the law, okay? We have no king but King Jesus, and we make an appeal to heaven. Just so you know, for the record, okay? Then I get another one telling me how I need to look into this and that. And then I get emails, and then I get tags on my feeds telling me what I should talk about. And the fact of the matter is I'm just cutting to the chase. In other words, instead of dealing with all the branches on the tree, I'm continuously laying the axe to the root of the tree by showing you what the problem is, but magnifying the answer. And the answer comes through you, people. When you obey the living God. That's the only way. Now I'm going to go back again, and I'm going to bring another branch and engraft it to the very topic in which we're talking about so you can see the correlation. Just this last week, NBC's transgender attacks myself and Alex Jones by playing the victim. Well, what are you talking about, Bradley? Well, NBC, you know, are using transgenders now to attack anybody that would dare speak out against the gay agenda. To what? Censor anybody that would speak out against their agenda. Who's on their heels? trying to censor anybody that speaks out against them. Do you see this, friends? You see how this works? Joseph Goebbels, Nazi propagandist and minister of Adolf Hitler, said, "Let me control the media and I will turn any nation into a herd of pigs." Well, when I came across the article by NBC News calling out Alex Jones for having a long history of inflammatory anti-LGBTQDEFGHIJK, I mean, folks, where does it stop, right? But the LGBTQ speech, and sure enough, they had me in the mix of their propaganda hit piece, and a hit piece it is. They're using Alex Jones, friends. They want to dismantle him. So when they come after, if they can take down Alex, then they can take down anybody else. I have question marks all the way around it, to be quite honest with you. But it's interesting to know it is a hit piece. Regardless if you like Alex or not, the fact of the matter is if they can take him down, they'll try to take down anybody else. And see the difference, friends, between Alex Jones and myself is, I just, for the record, I'm not going to stand by, and I'm not saying Alex is doing this, but I'm not going to stand by and take their abuse, their unlawful abuse. I'm not going to do it. But let me get to this. When I first saw this article coming after me and Alex, I knew exactly what I was dealing with. The propaganda written by none other than a transgender and useful idiot, his name was Alexander Kakala. Read John 8:44 when you get a moment. Not that the corporate-owned media has any credibility, but you would think that they would know when enough is enough, and apparently not. Now, what I want you to know is when I went to Andrew Kakala, and I went to his site to check his background out, again, I knew what I was up against. I noticed that when I went to Andrew's website, he had several links to transgender sites, NBC using him as a reporter, as well as pictures posted with two men and a baby, NBC using him as a useful idiot. He had sodomite teen links on his site, NBC using him as a propagandist. He had sodomite porn on his site, friends, links, and pictures, those that he followed, to be more specific, and pictures of transgenders putting makeup on little children. This is the guy that came after me and Alex Jones. Again, showing you the correlation between the homosexuals and what's on their heels, the Muslims. Playing the exact same card. When are you going to make the correlation, America? And then I noticed that Andrew Kakala has pictures of him with Mickey Mouse and Mickey Mouse ears with a pink little bow in the center on his head with transgender men dressed up like women. These are the reporters that NBC are using. Andrew Kakala, friends, the reporter, the useful idiot, the propagandist, apparently somehow thinks that the law's on his side. And see, this is as far as people go. Well, they think, well, it's free speech. No, it's not. He's being subversive to the American government. He's being subversive to the American Constitution. He means to overthrow law by advocating that which is against the law. And, of course, you can just probably ask Mr. McCullough, and yes, I'm putting words into his mouth here, but I would ask Mr. Kakala, who said that? That you can probably lean into the courts because the courts said no longer is it the law, namely the Supreme Court. I mean, and also keep in mind, friends, it's the same Supreme Court that has been attempting to tear down America's Christian heritage for the last 60 years through unconstitutional and illegal oligarchies. That's where few rule over many. Folks, again, keep in mind, slaves are made in such ways. Read John 8:34. Now, many of the injustices on the Supreme Court should have been removed long ago, by the way, and indicted long ago for operating outside of their scope of authority. Read Article 3, Section 1, Article 2, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. That applies to them, too. Okay, and they are not above the law. Judge William Blackstone said no enactment of man can be considered law unless it conforms to the law of God. That law keeps us free when obeyed from the heart, that form of doctrine that's been given unto us, Romans 6, right? And as a matter of fact, in every state preamble, it starts off acknowledging the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who gave the law, and his law clearly condemns what these people mean to advocate. Read Exodus 20. And furthermore, if Mr. Kakala is referring to the likes of, well, let's go to Alina Kagan, who was merely placed as a Supreme Court justice for one reason and one reason only, and that is to advocate on the behalf of other sodomites that are being used as a political battering ram to upend America's godly constitution to give way to what? Sharia law. Well then, by all means, let's tell Americans a little history of Alina Kagan, shall we? Alina Kagan is the former dean of students at Harvard. Contrary to Harvard's founding mottos, for Christ and the Church, and for the glory of Christ, Kagan is known for queerifying Harvard. During her tenure, she did the following. Alina Kagan, now a Supreme Court injustice, hired former ACLU lawyer William Rubenstein to teach queer legal theory, in which he taught courses on taking up new identities such as bisexuality, transgender blank, involving polygamy, sadomasochism, and the sexuality of, listen carefully, of minors. Kagan also hired other radicals, a lesbian and transsexual, to teach transgender law courses, as well as Cass Sunstein, who has written in support of polygamy and free-for-all marriage relationships. Break down the family, saith Satan. Kagan viciously attacked their military in opposition to Don't Ask, Don't Tell, even banning military recruiters from coming onto campus. Kagan's attempt to ban the recruiters was unsuccessful, and even after losing her legal campaign, she still told the students at Harvard to continually protest our military. And she's a Supreme Court justice? Whoa. Kagan's radical activism on campus was so toxic that there was even a campaign to make the entire university trans-inclusive using Harvard's gender identity non-discrimination policy to spew gender confusion among students on campus. Why? Because if you can demoralize them, you can control them. That's why. Folks, Alina Kagan has never judged a case a day in her life. Yet Obama, unqualified for office himself, saw fit to qualify her on the Supreme Court bench and just in time for the court to review homosexual marriage. Maybe this is where Mr. Kakala got his information. I bet he probably did. I mean, if they say so, but this is the same court that sanctioned the murder of innocent babies, attacks marriage, overthrows our Constitution and our biblical heritage unlawfully. But if Americans don't know, who cares? Go ahead and do it. They'll always do whatever you let them get away with, and that's exactly what they're doing. Now, to make my point, before I get to the next one on hour two, just think. NBC's transgender and propagandist Andrew Kakala, who's on the wrong side of the law, wants to tell you who's persecuting them by acting out in an illegal and inflammatory fashion. Read Deuteronomy 22, verse 5, by, of course, playing the victim. And however, the fact is, along with NBC, they are both transgressing American law, and no, it's not freedom of speech. Read Psalm 94:20. And according to Adolf Hitler's propagandist, Joseph Goebbels, if he had control of the media, he would turn any nation into a herd of pigs. Well, it's true that pigs beget other pigs as they unify and filling up on the mire, yet they need to come to the realization that not everyone is filling up with their media-fed propaganda and mire. During hour two, friends, we are going to be talking about how they would just sing a little louder. Who am I talking about? I'm talking about the evangelical church that helped aid, through silence and apathy, the rise of Adolf Hitler when they seen their responsibility of them that were being hauled off in cattle cars, when they would cry out for help. The evangelical churches would just sing louder to drown out their voices. Hour two coming up. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.